This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's cabinet says that it rejects unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state. The news came amidst growing calls by the United States and other countries for a two-state solution as the Middle East conflict worsens. VOA's Veronica Badiris Iglesias has more details.
The measure was brought to a vote by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Israel categorically rejects international edicts on a permanent arrangement with the Palestinians. Such an arrangement will be achieved only through direct negotiations between the sides. Recognition such as that following the massacre of October 7 will grant a major prize to terror.
While a strong supporter of the Jewish state, the United States has also been a longtime proponent of a two-state solution to permanently end the conflict in the Middle East. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Russian authorities are detaining people mourning the loss of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died in custody at an Arctic Circle penal colony late last week. Western leaders blame Russia. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
In St. Petersburg, men removed flowers from a makeshift memorial honoring dead Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Almost immediately, new flowers took their place. Just one day earlier, police detained mourners for laying flowers in Navalny's honor. Independent Russian media and human rights group OVD Info reported no fewer than 400 detentions at events across some 32 cities after news of Navalny's death broke late last week. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian media say at least 53 men have been massacred in an escalation of tribal violence in Papua New Guinea. VOA's Joe Ramsey has that story.
A top police official in Papua New Guinea told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation the men were members of a tribe, their allies and mercenaries who were on their way to attack another tribe when they were ambushed. The police official said more victims were expected to be found after the attack Sunday in the nation's remote highlands. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the news of the massacre disturbing and said his government was ready to assist Papua New Guinea, which is Australia's nearest neighbor and the largest single recipient of Australian foreign aid. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The arrival on the Australian mainland of a boat carrying asylum seekers has reignited the debate in Canberra about immigration policy and border protection. Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
About 40 men, reportedly from Pakistan and Bangladesh, were discovered near a remote indigenous community near Beagle Bay in Western Australia. They've been flown to an Australian-sponsored offshore migrants processing center on the tiny Pacific island of Nauru, where their refugee claims will be assessed. For over a decade, Australia has employed tough border protection policies. Since 2013, the Australian Navy has been ordered to tow or turn away migrant boats trying to reach Australia. The policy is called Operation Sovereign Borders and has the support of both major parties in Canberra. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Trainee doctors in South Korea have begun resigning en masse in protest of a government plan to increase the number of medical students. Their action Monday reportedly caused delays in surgeries and other treatments in hospitals, but major disruption in the country's medical service has yet occurred. Health authorities say it's urgent to have more doctors considering South Korea's fast-aging population, but doctors say the government must use available resources to raise medical fees and resolve other problems first. The Vice Health Minister, Park Min-soo, expressed deep worries over the trainee doctors' actions. He said the government ordered them to continue their jobs. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is facing what could be his final court hearing in England over whether he should be extradited to the United States to face spying charges. High Court will hear 2 days of arguments next week over whether he can make his pitch to an appeals court to block his transfer to the U.S. His wife says it's a matter of life and death for Assange. She says her husband's health has deteriorated in custody, and she fears he'll die in prison. I'm Tommy McNeil.